tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Good Saturday morning. Good morning. It's a cold morning out there. This is your boy T Smiley with the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. We have an incredible spoken word poet that's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. We're gonna play one more song. We're gonna play a song, and then when we get finished with that song, we're gonna have the incredible Zamil here, and he's gonna be here with us. Matter of fact, I'm sorry. I want to bring in Big Joe real quick. Big Joe's my co-host. What's going on, Big Joe? How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Listen. I'm about to play your song here in just a second. We're getting ready for an incredible spoken word poet by the name of Zamil right after this song, your song. And then when we come back in, listen, we're gonna be live, ready to go. All right, y'all stay with us. Enjoy this song right here, and we'll be right back.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I is, keep your mouth shut, they had a grump on me, cause I'm the man. Feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got Black Mac attacked and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touched the floor the way she swing on my sack, and I know that haters wanna beat me down. They some cats with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scatter, batter, and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind your business, cause I'm the man.
Hey, that's right. That's right. I'm the man. I'm the man. Big Joe?
I'm the man.
Bruh, that's the song right there, man. That's the song. That's the song. I love that song. Listen.
This is a nice one.
Yeah, this is nice. That was a nice one for the Cave Radio Show. I like that. This is your boy, T Spally, and we have my co-host here, Big Joe. We holding it down right here. We holding it down this Saturday morning, man. Cold Saturday morning. You out there in the cold, my brother? I guess Big Joe probably is. He might be outside. I don't know. Hopefully he inside. Hopefully he inside this morning. It's cold. But listen, again, we have an incredible person that we're going to be talking to here in just a second. I'm get ready to bring him in by the name of Zamil. He is, I said spoken word and poet. But let me make this correct. He's an award-winning spoken word artist and lyricist, a Dallas native, a local radio host. I think he had the name of being the Prince of Pajazz, if I'm saying that correct. This guy is, you know, smooth jazz, smooth R&B, neo soul, spoken word creator. This guy right here, listen. Big Joe, I don't know about you, man, but I was never into spoken word, man. Like I never, you know, got a chance to get into it. But after hearing this incredible person right here, oh my goodness! I told Kia, I was like, man, we gotta go to his show. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Zamil. He's here right now. He's talking with us. He's gonna be letting us know, you know, everything about what's going on with this. How you doing, sir?
T, how you doing, Big Joe? How we doing this morning, guys?
I'm all right. How about you?
Man, I'm good. I'm staying warm. As T mentioned earlier, it's that kind of day in Dallas, right?
Man.
It's a kind of day in Dallas-Fort Worth that we hadn't seen in a long time. My temperature says 23 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's 23, dude. That's cold for Dallas, brother.
We ain't seen nothing like that in a long time.
Yeah, not in a long time.
I don't even think remember no weather like this.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So thank you guys for having me on. Looking forward to a good conversation with you about Zamil and Zamil's jazz experience and what we have coming up. So I'm ready for any of the questions. So fire away in whatever order you want to go.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you already started, since we started there, I want to start, let's start with, you know, how did it get started? How did all this start? You know what I mean? Like, what was your, you know, what was your drive into becoming this incredible spoken word poet?
Well, you know, I've been writing for some time, and poetry and spoken word has always been a part of the fabric of my life. It's just been in me. But I didn't do anything with it for years. And then I just woke up one day, and the job decided that they were going to do something called transformation. And I said to myself, it's time to pursue the gift. And it's a gift that I was blessed with that I thank God for. I hear music. I hear melodies. I write words and melodies and have a couple of guys, Joe McCray, phenomenal writer, producer, and arranger, Lenny Nance, who does a lot of things with me. And I took those melodies and music and words and laid them over tracks. And so we took the smooth jazz feel, took the smooth R&B, took the melodies, and all of that stuff that was in me that was like just there, I decided one day, really about 8 years ago, 10 now, to do something with it. I wrote my first book. Then shortly after that, I wrote my first CD. And then shortly after that, a second book. And now we're 5 CDs in, and the music and the smooth jazz, smooth R&B, we created what we call Pojazz, and that's the blending of smooth jazz, smooth R&B, neo soul, and spoken word. And if you've seen the movie Love Jones, it's kind of like that. It has that kind of feel, but it has a broader range in the sense of the smooth jazz is the mellow, mind bending type excursion that takes you away and stirs your heart and soul up. So there's a lot into that pot. Even a little bit of twist, even a little bit of blues, but overall, the jazz experience is all about entertaining you, making you feel good, lifting your heart and spirits, and giving you warmth inside. And so, It started because it had to, because it was something that in me that time had.
Right, right. So I know it says, I know you said it speaks to the heart and the mind. My question is, I know spoken word sometimes, I've seen it maybe on TV where they, when they, you know, when you talk and you have music in the background, not all the time, but some of the time. My question is, you know, do you do it that way? You know what I'm saying? Like when you talk, you have the music in the background playing, or is it just mostly just you by yourself just speaking word?
I do both. But again, what the jazz experience is, it's a combination of all of that. And so if you go to iTunes, Tidal, Amazon, you'll see that there's a whole side of Zamil, which is nothing but smooth jazz with some, you know, with a little, like there's a cut called So Smooth on the Intimate Pleasure CD. That's like an R&B cut. Some of the hip hop things we haven't even gotten into yet. I've written thousands of songs and thousands of poems, so it's not just the spoken word. And when you come to one of my shows, I'm going to give you everything. So
yeah,
you're going to get
coming.
You're going to get the spoken word. You're going to get the smooth jazz. And on February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The Irving Black Arts Council and the Irving Arts Center is presenting the Zamil's with Jazz Experience. It's a virtual on-demand show that's going to be, you know, available access for 3 days. And I'm going to give you the whole gambit. So you're going to get the whole music. There won't be so much of the spoken word side as it will be the jazz side, because with so much craziness going on, I wanted the opportunity to take your mind away. And so I brought some friends. And we're going to do Zamil's with Jazz Experience. And I'm going to give you the people who are going to be singing, who sang on the albums, who sang on the CDs, who performed with me, the band, the saxophonist, the Kenny G type feel, the Will Downing type feel, the Peebo type feel, and all of that. And so I got an amazing cast with me, and it's going to be an incredibly entertaining show. So anyone who is interested, anyone who wants to feel good and enjoys smooth jazz and wants to be entertained, go to Zamil.com. And the Irving Arts Center, which is a nonprofit organization that helps support the arts and African-American art and music and entertainers, they were gracious enough to have us. And with Ms. Lolita Johnson over at the Irving Arts Center, a nonprofit, that's doing incredible things over in Irving. And so they allowed us to be in their space. So it's a combination of all of those things. And I know that's a long way around the basis to answer your question, but what I do is a little bit of everything, and I can do it all with or without the music. But my heart is, I'm a lyrical poet at heart.
Right. So for those that's listening, I wanted to ask this question. Maybe people don't really understand the pajazz. When you say the pajazz, that's like your own flavor to something that's already been out there, but putting your own twist to it. Am I correct?
Well, actually, I trademarked the word pajazz. And if it was there before me, then it wasn't there before I actually trademarked it. And when you take the jazz experience, and as I said again, it's the blending of all of those things. It's there are other artists who have performed music with poetry. As a matter of fact, it goes, this is Black History Month, Langston Hughes was one of the first people who pioneered bringing poetry to smooth jazz. So it started many, many years ago. Floetry, you may have heard of Floetry. They have done a lot of, you know, they do that kind of smooth flow. And like I said, if you've seen the movie Love Jones, they have a kind of flow. What pajazz is, it's a combination of all of those things. It is the music. It is a feel. It is the entertainment of an evening that gives you a broad range of theatrical, musical, spoken word, type vibes. And so it's all of those things combined. And yes, my style is different from most people's style because, as I said, sometimes it's very deep. Sometimes I hit the streets. Sometimes I'm talking about what's happened to black people. I'm talking about Black Lives Matter type things. I'm talking about love and romance. I'm talking about sensuality and music, again, that warms you up. And then also some things that'll stir you up and some things, quite frankly, that'll piss you off. So I run the gambit. So some of the stuff is deep and some of it is light, but and everything in between. So for jazz is all of those things, and I chose to drive in my own lane.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And you said the number one thing, driving your own lane. It's a lot of people out there trying to imitate a lot of people, but for you to say being your own lane, that's amazing. You know. Let's talk about your upcoming your event again. Let's get the people going towards your website. You know, checking you out where they can follow you, where they can see you live next weekend. Correct, the 19th, the 20th.
Yes, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. It's an on-demand event, Zamil's for Jazz Experience. Sponsored by the Irving Black Arts Council, is again a phenomenal nonprofit group that helps the art and the artists, and the Irving Arts Center is hosting it. And you can go to Zamil.com and click the Zamil for Jazz Experience Feeling Saxy flyer. So I call it a Feeling Saxy affair. And you have Joe McCray, who's going to be the musical director. You've got Lenny Nance, who is going to be on the show. Dion Q, who's a phenomenal, beautiful singer. Lala J, who's a phenomenal, who did and does backup vocals for Erykah Badu. You have Mr. Ricky James, who across the town and across the city and across the world has done incredible performances and incredible vocalists. Lisa and Louis Anderson is going to do a skit for us, a comedic skit for us. And I got a young lady by the name of Miss Jayla Rue who's going to do a dance who, man, when you see her, she gonna stir some people up. There's some brothers. Yeah, she got it like that. So doing an improvisational dance. So it's hot. And of course, I'm going to drop a few lines and say a few words with some music. And Fulton Turnage is going to be on saxophone for me that night, and he is absolutely crushing that saxophone.
Nice. I love it, man. I love it. Being a musician, I play the drums myself, man. So I definitely want to check out this experience, man. Because listen, that music runs in my family and my blood, man. I play drums for my church. I've been playing since I was 10 years old, man. So I seen your clip. I seen the clip you sent me, and man, I tell you, it's something that I've never seen. Honestly, I'm from a small town in Arkansas. That's something that I ain't never seen, man. So when you showed me that, I was very, very much entertained with it. I loved everything about it. So you know, that's awesome, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to see. I'm excited to follow you. I'm excited to watch what's coming up next for you, Mr. Zamil. Big Joe. I know Big Joe. I know he's you know, sitting back listening to everything. Big Joe, how you liking Mr. Zamil right now? Spoken word.
I'm liking him. I honestly, something happened and I ended up getting booted off for a second, so I missed part of the interview, and I do apologize for that.
It's all good.
But what I want to know, I please excuse me if I put you on the spot, but I have to.
It's okay.
Give me something right now. Let us hear you live right here. It could be something from the book or one of the few one of the many books, I'm sorry, that you have wrote or give us something live right now.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a message since I mentioned to you earlier, and I want to make sure I, because I said for jazz is everything, Miss Jay LaRoe, who is going to perform an improvisational dance. She's part of the theatrical part of what I have going on, and I mentioned her again because we talked about the versatility and the diversity of the jazz experience, and I wanted to make sure I got her out there again as well because we don't see a lot of that. And then number two, happy Valentine's Day to all of the women out there. And so on the spot, if you want me to do, I would say a medley. So I'm going to give you a little bit of everything that I do. First of all, there's a character that I call Brother Deep, and now Brother Deep is from the streets. And Brother Deep may walk up to you and say, poverty is a psychology that floods the canals of the ghettos, kind of topography. Life is not easy when your sanctuary is bleeding. Dehumanization scarred generations and branded mental chains that today still remain. For those of you who get it, this is not for you. For those who do not, no explanation will do. I didn't come here to start no trouble. I'm just here to tell We Talk Radio that that's where it's at. For nearly 500 years, it's been a struggle just being black. Hatred is taught, false lies bought. Bigotry is elementary. There's no mystery in our history. Plantations, mass incarceration, systematically perpetrating our family units, deterioration, disproportionate scales of liberty, young men being shot down without conviction or empathy, and you have the nerve to be mad at me because I can't accept being the three-fifths of the person that you labeled me to be? Huh? I didn't come here to Week Talk Radio invited by Miss Kia Davis. Nakia Davis and Mr. T starting no trouble. I'm just here to tell you where it's at, Big Joe. For nearly 500 years, it's been a struggle just being black. So if you wanted something that's more social conscious, right? And that's a bit of spoken word. But to the ladies, I would say that are listening out there,
come on,
for you.
You gotta give for the ladies,
I need to tell you again, happy Valentine's Day. And to the ladies, I just want to say that you are the air that filled my lungs as life blew its first breath into the sanctuary of love's awakening. You are that moment of aha, and while we give thanks to Jehovah, Buddha, and Allah, my favorite emoji who uniquely knows me, you are the thread in the garments that clothe me. Before words became a language, attempts to describe your aura had been met with anguish. Not even the dictionary enlisted adequate enough vocabulary to connect the cerebral and the pulmonary with the projection of your image that to me is simply extraordinary. Ladies, you, our world will consist of a never-ending search to capture the immortality of the elixir and luster only you are able to place on the completeness of our existence. You are the axis by which my world turns, the epicenter of delight where my longings perpetually yearn. Within my arms, your heart, blood vessels will be kept warm. I am your Black Panther, and you are my storm. That's for the ladies.
Woo! Yeah. Listen, man, that was incredible. Oh, my goodness. Y'all heard it first right here on the Cave Radio Show, right here on We Talk Radio. Listen, Mr. Zamil, we could have a caller that called in while you were speaking, and she would like to say something.
Okay, wonderful.
Shout out to the incredible and amazing Zamil. Listen, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Zamil. This is Kia D, We Talk Radio, guys. I had the pleasure of meeting Zamil a couple of years ago, and he, to this day, has been one of the most profound spoken word artists I've ever met, and he is absolutely amazing. What you heard today, I've actually been here for a while tuning in and listening, and just an incredible young man. The show that he spoke about, just mentioning the name Dion Cole, just mentioning the name Lala J, and just mentioning the name Zamil and Lenny Nance alone lets you know this is going to be a 5-star show. Get your tickets today today, not tomorrow. I'm getting
today,
mine today.
My girl.
Today.
Yeah,
shout out
man,
to you, Zamil.
Girl, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I am super, super fabulous. I absolutely had to do a bidding war in order to get you on my show. And unfortunately, the guys won, and they got you on their show. But I definitely want to get you back on again and get you back on the network and get you featured on my show. I know Big Joe, he has his own show as well. He'll want you on his show. Just an incredible and amazing artist. You're an incredible and amazing young poet, spoken word artist, man, of just period, point blank. And from the moment I've met you, you've been an upstanding citizen, an upstanding man, and with so many values and goals, and you've been able to reach and obtain those. It's just been amazing to watch and be a part of your experience. And when T. Smiley showed me the video, I was speechless, absolutely speechless. You have to go see this show. This show is absolutely going to be amazing. It's going to be something you've never seen before. Shout out to Poe Jazz. Real talk.
Yeah.
Shout out to your incredible creation. Seriously.
No, we are excited, and you know, the musical director Ricky James, and like I said, Dion Q. Dion Q is actually going to perform her song on A Day Like Today, and then one of my songs that I wrote for her to sing for me. And Joel is actually again crushing it. Joel McCrae is actually crushing it on the piano. And when you hear the jam called Feeling Sexy, and the show is called A Feeling Sexy Affair. Like I said, if you're the grown and sexy people, if you like smooth jazz and you are into the grown and sexy champagne type thing, I mean, this thing is going to be off the chain. And of course, Kia, you know, Catwoman is going to be in there somewhere, right? So you know. I'm just putting that little teaser out there because T. And Joe, they don't know anything about Catwoman, and they think they know what spoken word is, but they don't know for jazz. They may or may not know about spoken word, but they don't know for jazz. And when we do Catwoman and we do Rump, and I'm going to do something called Over and Over, it's going to be let me just tell you, to the fellas, Kia, I tell the fellas this all the time. I am your Magic Johnson, and you are my James Worthy. It is a layup after my show. That's all I'm going to say. It is a layup, and I'm setting you up. I'm throwing you the lob, T. Joe, I'm throwing you the lob. Kill you. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Listen, I already know.
Listen, I'm going to be like LeBron and dunk that thing every time.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I thank you so much again for the invitation. I thank you. I really, really do. And I always appreciate your energy and appreciate all the things that you're doing with your show and what you're doing in the community, Kia. So you're doing some beautiful and big things. And so keep it up. And again, shout out to the Irving Black Arts Council, who supports African-American art and artists and upcoming artists. And so they're doing some incredible and beautiful things. And so I encourage everyone to go to Zamil.com and click the Feeling Sexy flyer for all things Zamil. Go to Zamil for Jazz on Instagram, Zamil's for Jazz Experience on Facebook, and at Zamil on Twitter. AttentionRequired.com for all of the music and T-shirts and all of that. But again, we're on Tidal. You want to download some music and you want to feel good and you want that warm, stirring thing and you want that set up type music, I got you. Tidal, iTunes, Amazon, it's all there. Again, it's a layup. It's a layup. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the accolades. I appreciate it, my brother. Shout out to Zamil.
Always.
Zamil, make sure you spell your name. That way the listeners, we have listeners literally across the globe. We don't want them to miss a thing.
Zamil, it is Z-E-M-I-L-L. It means joyous melodies in Hebrew. Zamil, Z-E-M-I-L-L, is joyous melodies in Hebrew. The E is for Ephraim, which means doubly fruitful. Arabis means wild and rare. And again, Zamil, Z-E-M-I-L-L, is joyous melodies in Hebrew. and it's Zamiles for Jazz Experience on Facebook and Zamiles for Jazz on Instagram. And again, we're going to light your heart up and we're going to stir your soul. And in the midst of all of this insanity that's going on around here, we're going to give you for an hour and a half. You just sit down. It's a virtual show, kid. You just sit down in the comfort of your own home, invite someone over, get your wine or whatever it is that you like to do. You have three-day access. It's a 48-hour deal. For $25, you get a concert for 2 days that you can watch as many times as you want. You can bring somebody over for whatever. I know how we do it, right? So we're going to have somebody over on Friday. We're going to have somebody over on Saturday. Or we're going to have somebody on Saturday and have somebody on Sunday. But it's an entertainment. Sit down, just chill in your own crib, something totally different. The people who are coming to perform, I got to tell you, they left it on the stage. They left it all there.
Beautiful.
Well, with that being said, I want to ask you, this is Too Smiley, I want to ask you, you know, with everything that you've done, all the things that you've done already, what's next? What's on your bucket list? What's some things you want to do, some things you thought about doing? What's next? What's next for you, Mr. Zamil?
And that's a great question, T. What's next for me is after we complete the Zamiles for Jazz Experience, which has been, you know, like a dream that was on my bucket list to do my own show on demand. Kia, I forgot to mention to you, shot in 4K by L Media. And it looks crazy and crazy cool. But what's next for me is to finish up a documentary, the history of Black and African Americans in this country, but from a different perspective. And we've all seen 12 Years a Slave, and we've all seen, you know, Roots, and we've seen, you know, everything that's come out. And then there have been a lot of, you know, great documentaries and movies relating to where we come from. But I'm going to come from a different angle because I want us to understand the greatness of our history, the inventors, the people who the history books did not teach you about. That's number one. And so you're one of the first, probably, you know, I was at a conference and we talked a little bit about it, but on the radio, you're the first people that I've talked to about this. And so we're finishing up a documentary to talk about how we are going to lift ourselves up, starting with our young people. And we've got to get them before they get 9, 10 years old. We've got to get them while we're young. We've got to instill into our young people their relevance, their greatness, their possibilities, and most assuredly, we have to instill in our young people their self-esteem, that they are, Jesse Jackson said, we are somebody, but, you know, it's beyond that. We are relevant. And so the goal is to start a movement to enhance our people as a race, because we are the original people. We began life. We, all of those things, and we need to understand that. So the next major thing that I have going on is to finish that documentary by the end of this year. After that, you know, in June, I'm doing a Poets and Jazz, where it's not the full jazz experience, where it's the entire band and it's music. It's me on a mic. Me on the mic at T-Ball and bringing you the whole full gambit of the spoken word and with a little jazz. And I'm going to do six brand new cuts. And then third, this live CD that we're going to do is already mixed and mastered and is to release the CD. And then the fourth thing that's going to happen this year is I'm finishing off a third book. So I've got it planned. I've got it laid out. I've got each month pretty much set to what I want to do. But ultimately, again, thank you for that question. Ultimately, the biggest thing on my bucket list is to continue to inspire young people. And at my job, what I do is work towards bringing people up, because that's the only way that we're all going to get to where we need to get to. Because we've been lied to, and we've been told that we weren't this and weren't that. And we're going to make sure that our people, especially our young people, that everybody knows that, that they're relevant and that they're important and that they can do it. Is it going to be difficult? Yes. Do we go through things? Yes. Do we have setbacks? Yes. Do we have conditions and circumstances that deal with us, that stab us in the back and that attempt to keep us down? Yes. But we have to instill in our people the will and the understanding that once we fight through it and we get to the other side of that, there's promise in it, and we can never let anybody take away our shine. And so that's, thank you for that question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's incredible, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Listen, we're talking to spoken word poet Zamil right here on the Cave Radio Show. We Talk Radio. Today is Black Love Day, and what better way to have a Black Love Day than with a spoken word, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes. Right around the corner, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So hey, look, listen, you, for those of y'all that's tuned in, y'all have heard a spoken word, both for the guys and for the ladies. So, you know, shout out to y'all that's out there listening. Big Joe has a couple things that he wants to bring up. But before he comes in, you know, we had a terrible, terrible accident here in Fort Worth,
yes.
The other day. And so we're praying for the ones that lost their lives. We're praying for the ones that's injured. It was definitely a crazy, horrifying scene that we seen.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. But we want to continue to pray for those that lost their lives, those that were hurt. You know, we want to pray for even the rescue team, the police officers, the fire department, and the ambulance. Did any of y'all see that? Y'all seen that, or you know, heard anything about that? I know y'all heard it. I mean, what are y'all?
Yeah, that was an incredible thing. We lift those families up, man. And that was a sad situation, and we wish the families and everyone that was involved in that situation all the best, and our condolences for those that we've already lost, and prayers continue to rise for those who are struggling to get through it.
Right. Yes, sir. Big Joe is actually from Fort Worth, so Big Joe, if you want to talk about that, and then you can go ahead, right along, go ahead with the stories you have.
I haven't heard too much about it, other than, of course, it was the major, I think it was 133 car pileup, one of the biggest the city has ever seen. I believe 6 to 8, possibly 8 was the last count of fatalities that end up happening. It was just a horrible scene. I mean, a lot of questions. Why wasn't the streets, of course, salted or prepared for storms the way they normally do ahead of time? So there are a lot of questions. The night before, I know in Arlington, they had some of the bridges closed off, literally. They had police blocking off the highway at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So it was definitely tragic.
I have a question really quick. I got a question real quick, Big Joe, Zamil, T. Smiley. Did any of you actually see the actual footage of the cars that were actually trying to slow down but couldn't slow down, and how that pileup actually happened?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw a couple of clips. And what I was amazed by, and I don't know if this is where you were going, I was amazed by the time that it took for one car to slam into the next car. There was some time elapsed. So they started skidding for a long time. So it was, to me, it was the ice, it was a combination of a lot of things, but to me, it was just amazing the time span between one happened and the way they crashed into each other, which says that they traveled a long way on ice.
Sliding.
And they couldn't stop. So that was incredible. That was crazy to actually watch and see.
I could only imagine the fear in the people that were actually driving the vehicle that realized at the point that they couldn't stop, and then they slammed into a car. But the worst part of that is the in-between time, because you know somebody's coming up behind you. And so that, you know,
yes.
Do you get out of the car? Do you stay in the car? It's freezing outside. I mean, those decisions. And literally, you have less than 10 seconds to make that decision, because those cars were coming up. It was a point of time in between, but the cars were coming so quickly that it was only 10 to 8 to 10 seconds in between each one. Boom, and then another 8-10 seconds. Boom, and then another. It just kept happening over and over again, and the accident was for miles and miles. I really could only imagine the fear that was setting into people, you know, trying to save their families in the car. And I think it was early in the morning, so a lot of people were probably traveling to work, traveling from work.
Work.
May not have been a lot of people stay involved, but it was very early in the morning. It was still early. It was dark. It was so early in the morning.
I want to say it was possibly like 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning when it started. I could be wrong on that, but when I got the news, it was pretty early. It's one of those things. And it's funny that you say you wonder what happened, because I actually read a report where a lady that was in the accident was a nurse for Cook's Children's Hospital. She says she braced herself, went as limp as she possibly could go so that she wouldn't injure herself. And after the impact, she got out her car, she looked and walked in 25 degree weather to work.
Wow.
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 That's deep.
You know, it's crazy. We see a lot of stuff like that. That type of stuff like that happens. You know, we'll see that a clip like that on YouTube somewhere else, or we'll see it in a movie. You know, not really. You know, thinking about that could happen as close as it did. But, you know, again, we want to, you know, pray for the ones that, you know, lost their lives. Pray for the ones that just, you know, it was a terrifying, you know, it was definitely terrifying. I can only imagine being in the car and you sliding, knowing that you can't stop, and you see another car or 18-wheeler or something in front of you that you know you're finna hit at such high impact. You know, a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people should be grateful and a lot, you know, that they're still alive, you know, today, because it was so horrible. It was horrifying. You know, it was terrible. But, you know, we want to continue to pray for those. Again, you know, we can't say that enough. Big Joe.
You know, we're talking about cars in the wreck. We're forgetting about the semi trucks.
Yeah, you're right.
We're forgetting about the big rigs that was on the road. You know, that is a major highway in Fort Worth. A lot of traffic goes through that way. So one clip that I seen looked like almost two 18-wheelers were almost face to face, I guess, because of the way he turned and slid, trying to avoid the accident.
Wow.
So again, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions.
Right.
So many things that we want to know, because honestly, the city knew that the storm was coming, and normally there is precautions made.
Is there a lawsuit? You think there's a lawsuit in the making? I mean, because clearly the city should have prepared.
The city definitely should have prepared. I mean, that's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Now, one of the funny things that I've heard, and I didn't want to bring it up, was that the city didn't have the funds to do it because of the relief, because of the COVID. They didn't have the funds to necessarily do it. It was funny to me because, again, Arlington, who is not, you know, it's definitely not down the street from where the accident happened, but it's not that far. Arlington has a small bridge, and they literally, at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm coming home from work, they literally had the bridges blocked off on both sides, so you could not even get on the road. You know, with all you need is 32 degrees and a little water, and you got ice.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't take much, man. It doesn't take much. Yeah.
And
32 degrees.
And the higher you are, you got to remember this is a, you know, this is a bridge. So the higher you are, you know, the more likely it's going to be frozen. It's going to be cold. There was not any, I haven't seen any, you know, they normally put sand down on the highway to make sure we get traction. I didn't see much sand, and supposedly Monday is supposed to be colder than it was when the accidents happened on Thursday.
Yeah, it's supposed to get even worse. I mean, like you said, with the temperature, it's supposed to get even worse. So, I mean, I can only imagine. You know what I mean? They should be out there now, preparing. Because, I mean, it's definitely going to get bad. Definitely going to get, you know, even worse.
And unfortunately, we still live in a society where everybody can't take off because the winter drops. Or because the temperature falls. We still have people that still have to go to work.
Right.
Which means that because we still have to go to work, man, we have to do our due diligence as well, and that we drive safe, and that we make sure that we are as cautious as we possibly can be, and keeping our heads on a swivel and making sure that we're totally focused and with the limits, with the speed limits and what's going on. That's not an accusation or anything. What I'm saying is, if you know that there's going to be ice and you know that there's going to be a problem or a situation out there, you have got to make sure that you're all in and understanding your surroundings and understanding where you are. We teach it at work, you know, to be aware of your surroundings and changing conditions. Because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Joe, because there's no heat underneath those bridges, and that temperature and to support from the earth to support that concrete, it freezes over, as you said earlier, with just a minimum of ice. And if you know that there are bridges, and if you know that there are spots, or there's been any kind of moisture in the air on the streets, also with the oil, to make sure that you're cautious, and you have to make sure that you're taking your time when you're moving around, knowing that there's insanity out there and there's a possibility that bad things can happen.
Yep. Right now, Big Joe, right now what I want to do is, I know we have about 10 minutes left in the show. It is time for our keyword of the week. Keyword of the week. Y'all already know. Y'all have to listen in. You know, we could have done it at the beginning of the show. We could do it at the end of the show, in between the show. Well, we give out a keyword to give our listeners a chance to have the opportunity to get all the keywords for the week, and go back to our website, WeTalkRadio.com.
com and go to our contact us. And if you, the first person that comes up with all of our keywords wins $100 at the end of the week. Sounds good? I know it sounds good because I want to win some of that free money too. But keyword for today is better. Keyword for today is better. B-E-T-T-E-R. I'm going to use it in a sentence. Things are going to get better. That's our keyword for today. Big Joe?
Hey, I'm right here. I wanted to use it in another way. Can I use
it in another way?
It's going to be broken English. It's going to be broken English. And you better not get it wrong.
Wow.
You better not get it wrong.
That's pretty direct right there, brother.
Oh, Mr. Mill, again, we want to thank you for being a part of the Cave Radio Show with T Smiley and Nicole's Big Joe right here on We Talk Radio. If you don't mind, can you give out your contact information? Let the listeners know how to follow you, like you, subscribe, all that stuff. Get us to us.
Yes. Thank you so much again to Kia, to T, Smiley, and Big Joe. Thank you all again. It's Zamil@attentionrequired.com is the email. Attentionrequired.com is the website. Zamil's Put Jazz on Instagram. Zamil's Put Jazz Experience on Facebook. Go to Zamil.com. Go to Zamil.com. Get your tickets for the Feeling Sexy Affair. Click the flyer. Help donate to the Irving Black Arts Council. Get your tickets today. It's going to be a blast. It's going to make you feel good. It's going to warm your heart and soul. Zamil.com. Get your tickets today. It's happening. It's going down. We're going to lift your heart, spirits, and soul and entertain you for a couple of hours. So thank you guys again for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we always do, we always end our show out with prayer. Big Joe, if you don't mind, can you pray us out?
I definitely will. Heavenly Father, we come in the most humblest way we know how, Lord, saying thank you for another day blessing. Lord, we ask that you watch over us, Lord. We ask that you keep us protected and guide us in your care, as only you can. Heavenly Father, we talked about and we know about the things that have happened around our area and around our city. Heavenly Father, we ask that you come in and comfort right now. Heavenly Father, we also ask a special blessing for each and everyone that's connected to this radio station right now, right now, Heavenly Father. We ask that you just bless us. You see fit. We'll be so careful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 Listen, I want to thank everybody for tuning in right here to We Talk Radio. We also have tonight at 6 p.m. on the Mind, Body, and Soul, we have Big Joe holding it down. He's going to be interviewing Miss Carmen Rogers.
From Dallas.
Greatness.
Neo soul singer and a songwriter. You guys do not want to miss that show later today at 6 p.m. So listen, if y'all not doing anything, don't do anything. Change your plans. Call in at 6 p.m. with your host Big Joe right here on We Talk Radio.
And then next weekend, you need to go see my boy Zamil. Tell Lenny Nance I said what's up. Literally one of the most amazing musical artists I know. He is a musical genius. Shout out to Lala J, Dion Cole. Listen, the girl can blizzo. She don't sing. She blizzos, okay? The girl is off the chain. Absolutely five-star show next week. And then you got, to top it all off, Zamil with the pole jazz. It's going down.
It's going down. From the comfort and safety of your own home, get your tickets, Zamil.com. It's going down, kids. It's going down.
Okay, yeah, so guess what? Big Joe, next weekend, if you're going to the concert, I'm about to buy you a ticket.
Right on. I want to be right there in the – I want to be front row seat.
Oh, yeah.
Grab somebody. Grab your friends, Big Joe, because, again, it's a virtual show. you're going to sit at home and chill on demand, no excuse for you, the people not to, to indulge, because it's in the comfort of their own home. Grab something, eat, do whatever it is you're going to do. Grab a friend, tell everybody, hey, it's going down next weekend. We're going to do this thing.
I know y'all are leaving, but I got to ask a question. People are wanting to know, is this a kid-friendly show? Can they bring their babies in the living room with them and watch
the show? No. No. This is a grown
I can't two-step with my daughter in the and watch the.
No, do not do that. Let me just tell you, there are 21 songs in the show, right? There are three that are intimately and sensually based. That's all I can tell you. It is
so, in other words, get your strawberries and your wine ready. So get the kids
and
the
your
house.
Melted chocolate, all of that stuff. I got you covered. Hey, remember what I told you guys? It's a layup.
Right on. I could dig it.
Well, listen, all right, y'all, man. Y'all get the tickets.
Yeah. Make sure y'all go get them tickets, man. Get the tickets. I'm going
to
be sitting
here. And you make sure to come back and join us again.
Hey man, you know what, anytime we
get into this is Cave Radio, this is the man show. We get into some men conversations, and we want your opinion on some of this stuff. I mean, I can't help everybody. They want more than just me and T Smiley's opinion. They want more than me and T Smiley's opinion on it. Sometimes we can kind of be standard on it, and when we don't move, we don't move. It don't matter how many. So sometimes we might need another voice. If we're not doing nothing real soon, I got a couple of people that need some man advice, and I don't. And I'm sending them right here to the cave.
Wow. Well, look here, man. You just let me know when you need a conversation. I'm not a PhD or a doctor on the science of things, but I am well versed on the reality of life. So
this is what I'll, the only requirement you need to be on this one is a man.
You know what? I am that. Let me just make sure we clearly understand that. I am that for sure. I am blessed. Thank God I am. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this real quick before I go. Kid, thank you again, my friend, for again all you've done. And I'll never forget the night that you introduced me with so much energy and enthusiasm at T-Ball. That was the first time that I saw and met you. And I will never forget your energy, and I will always appreciate it.
Aw, you know, I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you so much. It's interesting, you know, some people, when I have the opportunity to do an introduction for them or just meet them or whatever, you know, some people are taken aback by my energy. And it's only a handful. Every blue moon I'll meet someone, they're like, whoa. But usually people are very appreciative of my energy, but if they only knew my story, and I can't wear my story on my forehead or on my shirt all day, but if people only knew my story, where I've come from, Big Joe knows very well, T Smiley, they both know very well, they know my story, they know why I'm so energetic, and I've had so many people come to me, Zamil, that are like, you know, you need to calm that down. You know, you're never going to make it in this industry like that, right? Nobody's like that. Why are you like that?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
This is what God gave me. You know, I don't know how to be anything other than this at this point. You know, this energetic soul who's so happy, you know, who wants to be happy, because I was never like that, you know. So I thank God for this energy, and I appreciate giving me my accolades and letting me know you appreciate that energy too. That makes me feel good. I appreciate that, brother.
Oh, man, absolutely. The Black Academy of Arts and Letters has been an opportunity for a lot of people. And T-Ball, the Black Academy of Arts and Letters, has opened the doors for a lot of people. And, again, it allowed me to meet you. And so that's again, a beautiful thing. And I will close it with this. You know, there are some people, and this is for everyone, all of the listeners out there, There are people that you will support who will not support you. There will be people who will not, who will allow strangers to applaud you and will only be your friends until strangers applaud you. But you have to understand that you have to be who you are. As I mentioned earlier, drive in your own lane. There'll be people who will not go with you. Those are not your people.
Amen.
Be who you are. Don't apologize for who you are. The people who want to be at your level will step their game up to get to where you are. So keep doing you, my sister, my brothers.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. You know what's interesting? When I met a lot of people while I was working with T-Ball. I met a lot of people. I mean, so many amazing people. But out of all of the amazing people that I met, Zamil is one of the most amazing because he was so genuine. It's really hard to meet really real genuine people. He was so genuine. And it's interestingly enough, I don't follow those people on Instagram or anything like that. But Zamil, I had to make sure I was connected to Zamil. Such an amazing young man doing amazing things, and I wanted to make sure I was connected to him and seeing what was going on in his future and being a part of it. You know, it was important to me. So shout out to you because you're absolutely amazing. Yeah. And I'm going to continue to support you until literally me or you, but one of us, says it closes our eyes and sees the back of our eyelids for the final time.
We have too much time ahead of us and too much light to shine before that. We are going to do great and amazing things. And thank you, my sister, for all of the greatness that you have done. T. Smiley, keep on doing your thing, my brother. Big Joe, let's get it. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Shout out to the Cave Radio Show.
To the Cave Radio Show. To all the listeners around the world, to the Cave Radio Show, this is Zamil. Do your thing and do it strong. And don't ever, ever let your light not shine. Always walk in the divine. Peace and blessings. Woo! Zamil, out.
All right, Mr. Zamil, we appreciate you. Y'all are listening to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Follow us at WeTalkRadio.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. On YouTube, follow us at We Talk Radio Network. Okay?
We've got some amazing stuff coming up this month, guys. If you have a business, this is Black History Month, and we are supporting black businesses like never before. If you have a black business and you want us to come out and hang out with you, do me a favor, go to WeTalkRadio.com. That's all one word, www.WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the very top. If you're on a cell phone, go to the little drop-down box and go to the Contact Us tab. Put your information in there, your email address, all your contact information. We will be in contact with you. Next month is Women's Month, and we are going to be out at women's businesses all month long. Shout out to the Doc Bookshop, Zamil. If you've never heard of the Doc Bookshop located in Fort Worth, Texas, when you get a chance to go to Fort Worth, just drive on out there. Meet Donna, who is Miss Donna and Miss Danya, who are the owners of the Doc Bookshop, one of the most incredible African-American bookstores I have ever been to in my entire life. Amazing.
They know me well. They know me well.
I
performed at the you called Donna, and they know me well. I performed at their place last year, and the entire family, mom and all of them are great patrons, great people, phenomenal benefit to the community. And they are greatness, the Doc Bookshop. They are greatness, and they've got my stuff over there, and they've supported me as well. Phenomenal people, the Doc Bookshop. Great group of people. Great bookstore.
You know, Zamil, I was over there the other day. When I go back, I told my daughter, we go over there every blue moon. I love the Doc. But I picked up some books the other day. I took T. Smiley for him to go the first time. Big Joe, I'm going to, next time we go, I want you to bring you and your daughters because I want to buy them a book. But when I go back next time, I'm going to make sure to specifically look for your book. It may have been sold out. Hallelujah. But I'm going to look for your book. And if it's sold out, I'm going to let them know, hey, we need to do a reorder. And if it's not, I'm going to buy that copy because I want to make sure I'm supporting you in 100, every step of the way. So I'm actually going
let
back
me know how
next
I can
week.
Support you as well. Let me know how I can support you as well, sister. I'm going to
you
be looking
already
at your
did
stuff,
it, bro.
And we already do it. So, hey, look, I'm on it.
Yeah, you coming on here and talking about who you are and what you do, you know, coming on to the Cave Radio Show today was enough for me. You know, I mean, you don't ever have to do anything else. You stepping onto that stage that day when I met you doing your thing, you didn't have to do anything else. Trust me, that was enough for me. You blessed my life and my heart just by being so absolutely amazing. and the words that you speak, so profound, so po-jazz, if you know what I'm saying, like absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Thank you, my sister. And, oh, I'm sorry to hold you guys up, T, but, kid, this
is a
surprise, and I want to – this is a surprise, and I wanted to make sure I was going to hold it back, but since it's your radio show and it's your people, you know, Kia D, I saw the name, and I said, I've got to reach out to her, and I got to give her a shout-out. So I added Kia D to the list of credits of the people I want to say thank you to at the end of the movie. So your name will be, Kia D will be scrolling.
Yeah.
So at the end of the movie, at the end of the movie, at the end of the credits, Kia D, her name will be up there with all those other people I wanted to say, give a special thanks to the list. So that's my way of saying thank you for your enthusiasm, your energy, and your love and your support. So, you know, at the end, you know how y'all be sitting at the end of the movie, right? And you see, and you're looking up there and you see all those people and you have no idea who the hell they are.
Right.
People are going to know, you're going to say, that's Kia D. That's my girl. She ain't that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Bro, speechless. I thank you. Like, I'm just speechless right now. That's beyond beautiful, bro. Thank you, bro. Real talk, man.
You in there. No, thank you. No, the pleasure is all mine. I'm honored to be here. I'm humbled to be here with you guys. And, again, reach out to me anytime, and let's chop it up.
You got it.
Listen, you're going to be a part of the Cave Men right here on the Cave Radio Show. So call in.
Yes, we are.
Call in whenever you feel like, whenever you got the free time, call in. We love the conversation. We love to just hang out and have some fun here on We Talk Radio. Every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Got you, my brother. You guys stay safe and stay warm out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You too. Thank you so much for being here.
Jameel.com. Y'all go check him out all over social media. Flood him. Flood him. Make him feel like he's being stalked. That's how y'all gonna flood him so much. Real talk.
Wow. Listen. We're gonna leave you guys here. We're gonna play some music for you. Thank you guys again for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio.
Woo!
See you guys later.
Yeah.
keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.